Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad brains go.
This Atlanta Rhythm Section brings back 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. I promise you, they will help you if you use them. Ellen Rohr is here, ladies and gentlemen. Do not unbuckle your seatbelts. Author of The Weekend Biz Plan and many other books. Ellen, I need your website, please, desperately.
EllenRohr.com, E-L-L-E-N. ROHR.com. That's the easiest one.
If there ever was a person whose name fit them, folks, I don't know who else it could be.
You're
more than
gonna
that.
Hear
that's right.
Me roar.
So, Ellen, we're talking about tips that you have to help people ask better questions and get better answers. We talked about writing it down, sending it, emailing it to yourself, getting it into a question, and putting some context with it by saying how you're using the information. What's the next one?
The next is to select your guru. So suppose you have a question about a sales training. I'm not your go-to girl for sales training because my areas of specialty are financial cleanup
operations
and business planning. So, but a great question for me might be, Ellen, who do you love as a sales trainer, particularly in our industry? That's a great question,
right.
And that's one you could shoot off in an
yep.
email or put on Facebook or something like that. I love to brag on my other guru friends,
mm-hmm.
right? But
right.
then you might, you know, if it's a sales question you're after and you ask a salesperson, then they're going to steer you to a blog that they have, or they may give you a short answer in terms of advice. But now you've got the right target. So select your guru when it comes to your question.
Right. And make sure you know about the person you're asking, because if they're the best person for that job, you should know that. Don't ask them who else they recommend.
Right, and then dig into their site, because like you, like me, what we're going to do is put on our site our philosophy. We're going to have a blog. We're going to have some testimonials from people. And there are some folks who online are going to, even as you dig through their website, they're going to resonate with
right.
you. Yeah, that's something that fits with me well. Then that's the person you might ask for advice. If they rub you the wrong way, then don't.
Well, and people like you and me, we're talking heads, and we're so-called gurus, but maybe the best guru is your neighbor, who's in a different industry, who's got already made all the mistakes that you don't need to make, and you just need to befriend them and talk to them like they're a mentor to you, and let them help you. I mean, the best people is probably somebody who won't take your money.
Well, I think, you know, in life we're going to help each other out, and if you have been successful in any way, shape, or form, somebody has lent you a hand.
Yep.
You know, so you're honor bound to help each other. And
every day I do something that my mentors taught me, some of them decades ago.
And you and I are also honor-bound to help somebody. We were
yep.
talking at the break. There's stuff that we do as mitzvahs, mm-hmm. you know, as good deeds that we're going to help somebody out. Absolutely. This is how I found my gurus. I reached out to them, and some of them were nice enough to answer my question. So this is why we're giving you some tips for how to
right.
do that.
Right.
So digging into their site is a good way. And they may also have their questions already, the question you asked may already
that's right.
be answered. If they have
they
an
have
FAQ.
A knowledge base there, Q&A or something.
Yeah. You bet, or look into their blog or search their site for that particular thing. They may have an article on it, a freebie, a giveaway, and you're off to the races. So that can be really helpful.
If you read the article and it still doesn't give you everything you need, then say, hey, I read your great article on so-and-so, but could you help me with this thing? Now talk about getting a response. That'll get it for you.
absolutely.
Every time.
Absolutely.
Brag on my children. I'll help you.
That's right. Well, we want to know that if we're going to pay you some attention, that this is a two-way street, that you're going to be interested in us, too. It's just a relationship, and it can happen in email or
right.
Facebook. So that's another tip, is to pick your approach. You know, if a Facebook instant message is not the right conversation venue for something like how do I buy a business. But you, what you might do, and I make this available on my site, if you reach out to me and you say, Ellen, could I spend a little time with you? If you are willing to fill out this little questionnaire that we have, and my assistant Shauna will contact you and set up a time, if you jump through a couple hoops so I don't phone tag with you, I'll meet with you, no charge. We'll spend 20, 30 minutes together, and I'm happy to help you with your questions. You just have to do that piece. So a lot of gurus have that option available, too. Or we have open office hours. I don't charge for them every now and then. I just get on a GoToMeeting, and whoever shows up, I talk to. It works out great.
Right. And then, of course, make sure that you know what kind of a question you're asking, right? Because you don't want to ask a quick question. You don't want to ask a question of somebody and ask them for it to expect you to come back quickly if you ask them a complicated question.
Yeah, and I'm just not that great a writer. I write a lot, but it takes me a while. So I can't write back a convoluted question, but I could steer you to my blog. I could say, hey, I'm doing a webinar on this. Or I might say, here's a great book. And I love recommending books, even if they're not my books, because a book is an expert's best shot at it.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, if you're going to find a guru and you're willing to read their book, that's, they put in their best stuff in their books. Now, you can listen to them on audio if you're not a great reader. There's always a lot of options there, too. So between webinars and Audible books, I love audible.com, those are places that you can go and get a lot of free help.
Right.
And then you still have a question, absolutely, would love that. And that might be the topic of our next book,
and
right, Tim?
That's exactly right. Give us the website one more time.
EllenRohr.com.
R-O-H-R, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with Ellen. We're going to talk some more about how to get some good help that you need and make sure you're looking in the right places, looking for love in all the right places. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
In that house on the hill, looking out for love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.